Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Cutting Edge Concerts New Music Festival. And first, an announcement, and that's obviously to turn off all cell phones or anything that makes extraneous noise. And it is my very great pleasure and honor to welcome Mr. Russell Platt to the stage. His piece, Memoir, has had an interesting history. It's had several different incarnations.
This is the third incarnation of this music. It originally was the slow movement, the second movement of my Sonata for Violin and Piano, which was a big kind of bravura piece I wrote in 2004, 2005. And 5 years after that, I made an arrangement for flute and piano for Maria Martin to do and Shai Wasner, the pianist, to do at the Bridgehampton Chamber Music Festival. And that's been done a couple times since. And now it's sort of back home, but different. And it's this second movement isolated, but what I did with the flute piece, I wrote a new ending, because in the sonata, the second movement goes right through to the third movement.
When you look at a piece that is a couple of years old, do you see new things in it that that you edit, bring out?
Well, it's interesting. We were listening to it to the dress rehearsal today, and I made a couple of four or five little small corrections, and not pitches, but things I wanted to make the pianist make a little pause or put in a fermata or a different kind of fermata, and so that was. But we did those little things, but the big things, no, they don't change.
It's also a wonderful thing, isn't it, when you see a piece that is a couple of years old and it's material that you feel really has represented you and still represents you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no, I'm very fond of the piece, actually, so it's one of the reasons I brought it back. it's unashamedly lyrical work, but I think it's also fairly tightly argued. I think it's a very coherent piece of music, very intelligible, but I think interesting as well.
And you made a comment about the tempo being close to Brahms.
Oh yeah, well, I made a joke. I said when they were about to start playing, I said just think like Brahms. You know, so that I've got to change the tempo marking to like Brahms. But that was half a joke. But it does come out of that tradition of late Romantic string writing and playing and harmonic language.
But the harmonic language is very much your own. It's not a tonal language a la Brahms.
No, it's not. It makes references to that language, but those tend to be isolated units, which then connect with other units of other kinds of music. And there's even a 12-tone section of the piece in the middle, which I was very proud to do. It's something I'd never done before, but it just felt it demanded that kind of abstract language. It's in the middle of the piece, and the first part of the piece is very declarative and fulsome, and this was taking it very lean and abstract, and then I move on to another dramatic phase in the last part of the piece. But I felt it was necessary, you know. So
well, we look forward to hearing it, and we're so glad that you're here. Thank you so much.
Victoria.